Es hat sich in der Bach geschlagen, wenn wir Judem sagt, die Wommes darf mehr im Gimmel. Reflecting more, I'm not going to ask Rabbi Vo, you just said that when there's an anonymous Mishnah, and then there's a Braisa that brings the topic as the point of Machloikis, we're to pass like the anonymous Mishnah. However, we find this exact situation regarding a Mishnah that discusses the Tumah status of a comb used for flax, and it specifically said that we do not pass like the Mishnah, even though the Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Vo said that Mishnah is an exception to the rule, because Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both say that the Mishnah is actually not an anonymous Mishnah, and it actually is only the view of Rabbi Shimon. Zaktimar, Rabbi Chiya bar Avin said, women may enter in Erusin within the 3-month period after termination of the previous marriage, and I have seen this to be followed in practice. Rabbi Elazar taught from Chanina HaGadol, she must only wait most of the first month, the entire second month, and most of the third month. A Meimar would allow her to accept Erusin on the 90th day after the termination of her marriage. Rabbi Ashi asked a Meimar, we learned that Rav and Shmuel both say that she has to wait 3 months, not including the day of the death and not including the day of the Erusin. Amema said, that teaching of Rav and Shmuel was said regarding the restriction of marrying a nursing woman for 24 months after the baby is born. That has to be besides the day, those 24 months are besides the day of the birth and besides the day of the Erusin. Fekma, we find that Rava made a woman push off her Erusin meal beyond the 90th day, causing all the food to be lost. You see, obviously it's Aser. Mar said that story took place regarding an Esuin meal, not an Erusin meal. Zakhtimar, the Gemara paskins that a nursing woman has to wait 24 months, not including the day of the birth and not including the day of the Erusin. But a regular woman who has to wait only 3 months does not have to include the day. Those 3 months are not including the day of the death and the day of the Erusin. Mishnah said, Chutz min almana v'chulu. Rav Chista asked, we should allow her to enter Erusin based on a kavah chaymer if during the week of Tisha B'Av, when it's also to even do laundry, a woman may enter into Erusin, as stated in the Braisa, then surely during the Shloshim period for her husband, when she's allowed to do laundry, she may certainly enter into Erusin. So the Braisa means to permit Erusin only during the week before the week of Tisha B'Av, when it's likewise mutter to do laundry, and therefore there's no kavah chaymer. Rava asked, there should still be a kavah chaymer if during the week before the week of Tisha B'Av, when it's also to do business, it's still mutter to enter into Erusin, then certainly during her Shloshim period, when it's mutter for her to do business, it should surely be mutter for her to enter into Erusin. And for the Gemara, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi was actually not saying that all women may enter into Erusin immediately, except for a widow. He never said it was usher for her to enter into Erusin. He was actually discussing the woman entering into Nisuin. That's what he was talking about. Fekmer, is Rabbi Yossi not concerned? And in other words, Rabbi Yossi allows even entering into Nisuin. Fekmer, I said, means you're trying to say Rabbi Yossi is not concerned for determining the true father of the child. So teres number one is, yeah, he's not concerned for that. Teres number two is he is concerned for that. And what he meant to say is that a woman who is divorced from Erusin, so there's no chash that she's expecting, may then enter into immediately into Nisuin. In fact, that would be the exact sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Mar says the nafmina between them would be whether one who was a nesua may immediately enter into an erusin. Rabbi Yehuda says that she may, and Rabbi Yossi says if she was a nesua, she's not even allowed to enter into an erusin. Fact number, Braisa suggests Rabbi Yossi allows a woman who was a nesua other than a widow to enter into an immediate erusin. The Rava said we should amend the Braisa to read that he does not allow a nesua to enter into an erusin for 3 months. Fact number, the Braisa as amended said that a widow from the erusin may not enter into an nesuin until after her 30-day avelus period. This is difficult to say because Rechiba Ami taught that a widow from erusin will not be subject to avelus for her husband. If so, the Braisa can't be amended as suggested. If so, we're back to the original question that the Kavachemer should allow a widow to enter into immediate Erusin. Where I said we find that whether a woman may enter into Erusin during the week before the week of Tisha B'Av is actually machlekes among Tanoim. Rabbi Yossi will hold like those who say that it's Aser, and therefore he will hold that there is no Kavachemer. Rav Ashi asked, maybe the Braisa that seems to say that Erusin is Aser during that week actually means to say that making a Suda for an Erusin is Aser during that week, but the Erusin itself would be Mutter. So Rav Ashi therefore says that although Erusin is permitted in the Avelis period for the Beis HaMikdash, that's because it's Nebuch an old Avelis, and it's also only a communal Avelis, both of which make it a little bit more kuladik. Not a personal one and not a current one. However, a new Avelis, like the loss of her husband, and which is also a personal loss, would prohibit Erusin from taking place during that time because it's treated a lot more stringently.